I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Obesity affects 1 in 5 children and adolescents in the United States, and obesity increased significantly over the past few years during the pandemic. Dr. Lillian Kristen is here to talk about some of the mental health concerns for children with obesity. Dr. Kristen is an associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at MUSC, and she's a clinical health psychologist who works with youth and adults who have chronic health conditions. Dr. Kristen, first, tell us about obesity in children.
So obesity is a complex disease, and it can have a lot of different effects on other aspects of health, like heart health and other body systems. And it's diagnosed when a person's weight is higher than what's considered healthy limits for their height. Many different factors can affect weight, ranging from our genetics to different medications we may be on to medical conditions, sometimes early developmental factors, family eating patterns, physical activity levels, and also social determinants of health. So for instance, food insecurity or socioeconomic status. There's also been a lot of changes over time in society around food distribution and also community availability of foods.
What are some of the psychosocial or mental health concerns for children and teens with obesity?
Some youth may experience depression or anxiety related to their physical health, and they may experience self-esteem concerns or challenges with body image. And I think really importantly, weight stigma or social rejection or devaluation based on weight is unfortunately really prevalent in our society, and this can have a significant impact on youth's mental health. For instance, it's often seen in the form of peer victimization and bullying.
What sort of treatment can address some of these mental health concerns for youth?
Cognitive behavioral therapy is an evidence-based intervention that can teach youth specific skills while focusing on ways that their thoughts, their emotions, and their behaviors are connected and influence one another. What's really nice about CBT is that it's really well-researched. We know it's effective in treating both mental health conditions like depression and anxiety, as well as disordered eating. Some youth may also benefit from evaluation for possible medications for mood or stress.
What can parents do if they are concerned about some of these mental health issues for their kids?
I would say a great first step is talking to your child's pediatrician or family medical provider. And a lot of those providers either have a behavioral health or mental health specialist working in their clinics or have a really good list of local referrals.
Are there things that families can do at home to promote emotional wellness in their children who are also navigating weight concerns?
The key interventions that really help with weight management are also quite beneficial oftentimes for mental health. Turning screens off, getting time outdoors, getting good physical activity and movement, social activity, and good sleep. All of these things are really key for mental health of youth and families. I think one other really important point is that how we talk about weight and health can have an impact. So doing things like modeling body positive language and encouraging youth to focus on their health and what makes their bodies feel good versus how they look can really have a great impact on their self-esteem and how they feel about their bodies.
Dr. Kristen, thanks for talking about mental health concerns for children with obesity.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.